This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Springs City Council has voted to increase the size of its downtown district where it's illegal to sit or lie down in public. CPR's Dan Boyce says advocates for people who are homeless oppose the move.
The ordinance intends to push people who panhandle and loiter out of a rapidly developing business district near downtown Colorado Springs. Local business owners and the city's downtown partnership say the change would ensure people's safety downtown. City Council member Bill Murray supports the move. He argues when police enforce the rule, they may be able to connect people to resources like the Springs Rescue Mission.
We allow them to move to areas that have been designated to provide support services in their behalf.
A long line of citizens spoke to the council against the ordinance, describing it as further criminalizing homelessness. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Mesa County's largest school district, the conservative majority school board meets this afternoon behind closed doors to discuss the incoming superintendent's contract. Hundreds of people demonstrated at the last closed meeting where board members reviewed several administrators' contracts. The board said last night it was not meeting with the intent to fire any administrator. The state's latest climate update shows it was a wet January for Metro Denver and the Front Range. Much of the eastern plain saw above average moisture as well, but last month was dry for many counties on the western slope. Mountain snow was fairly abundant, but not lately. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist.
We had that big step up with several separate snow events that put us well above average. And since then, it's kind of flatlined.
Bollinger says the state needs more snow to keep snowpack levels above normal. This is CPR News and KRCC.